Well, a lot of folks are still trying to figure out what they're going to do this summer and trying to avoid having to pay a king's ransom to fly. Associated Press correspondent Scott Mayerwitz joins us now. He covers the airline industry and has found some creative ways to get summer airfare bargains. Scott, good morning. Great to have you with us in WTOP.
Thanks. Good morning. Great to be back.
Now, you know, one of the things that a lot of us wrestle with all the time, do you plan really early in advance to get an airline ticket, or do you wait to the last minute? When do you get the best deals, and are there still good summer deals out there?
The problem is you never can quite tell. I always advise people to book about 4 to 6 weeks in advance. That's sort of the best time. That said, airline prices are such a gamble, you can never quite tell what's going to happen. As for deals, there aren't tons of summer deals out there, but there are a few select routes where there's some good deals. Think about new service that's coming out of National Airport, for instance. You can find some good bargains on those routes. You can also find these last-minute getaways, and that's really, I think, where I'm trying to direct people these days.
One thing that's interesting is airlines are starting to use social media like Twitter and Facebook.
Yeah, you know, an airplane takes off. If not every seat is full, the airline's losing money. So in the last few days before a flight, they're trying to sell those last, you know, 4 or 5 seats and pack that plane. So they're going out onto social media, Facebook, Twitter, all these sites, and trying to just offer that unused inventory. JetBlue has been sort of at the forefront, and everybody else is now jumping on board.
Mm-hmm. Now, we've talked, Scott, about, you know, being flexible when it comes to the actual date of departure and return. But there is some advantage to being flexible when it comes to where you go as well.
Yeah, this is one of the things. You know, if you're one of those people who's just willing to hop on a plane and go somewhere cool, there's some good deals if you just search by price. One of the things I like to do is Kayak's Explore tool, and you just put in your home city, and a map shows up with all these different prices of flights around the country, and you pick by price where you want to go.
Sounds good. Scott, thanks for the advice. Appreciate it.
Always a pleasure.
Associated Press correspondent Scott Mayerwitz.